Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The girl on the phone for today's second date update met the dude that she wants to call in one of the scariest places ever. Ooh. A bookstore.
I thought you were going to say like a funeral home
no,
or something.
Bookstore. Who goes into those places these days?
I do.
Ooh, they scare me. They creep me out. Anyway, oh Diana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So you said you met the guy at a bookstore?
I went to a book signing for a cookbook because I really like this chef because he's paleo and I'm really into that right now.
Paleo, was he kind of like a douchey gym dude?
No, that's what was so weird.
That's just what I'm figuring. Like, all I had today was bacon. Like, I woke up and I ate, like, bacon. Then I washed my mouth with bacon mouthwash. And then I had a bacon sandwich before I hit the door. Paleo.
Remember, she may be a douchey gym girl, so I don't know that I trust your opinion
no,
on that
I'm
one.
I have to be gluten-free, so I'd rather just be paleo because it's way more interesting than gluten-free crappy bread.
Okay.
So you met him at this book signing for this paleo cookbook.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we were talking in line, and his name is Mike, and when we left, he asked me for my number, and I was like, okay, sure, why not? And so he called me, like, the next day, and he was like, hey, can we make dinner plans? And I said, sure.
Way to go, Mike, calling the next day and everything.
Yeah.
I know, that never happens, right?
Yeah.
And so, so he asked me to take me out to dinner, and I actually even let him pick me up at my apartment, which hardly ever happens, right?
Yeah.
This is
you
like
usually
a...
don't want somebody to know where you live if you've
right
only
away
met them, like, for a brief moment in time.
Yeah, but it's a dude from a bookstore. How bad can it be?
And I love my initial reaction is, like, that's so romantic. And Jubal's is, you're going to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
Not safe.
See, I agree with Jubal because that's how I normally am. Usually the first time you meet somebody, you meet out somewhere so
yeah
that you're not in the same predicament.
Yeah, we trust no one.
I know. You get me, Brooke. You get me.
So how did it go? How did dinner go?
So he picked me up and we started talking in the car on the way to dinner. And I said something, I guess this was stupid to say. I don't know. Like I said, this is the first time I've been with a guy in a long time.
And did his smile, wow, did he suddenly start smiling like, all right, why did we even bother with dinner?
Yeah, we're doing that.
No, I meant to say like out with a guy, not like with a guy.
Yeah,
like, I don't
okay
know. Like I now that I hear myself saying it, I'm like, oh yeah, that might have been bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like he might have, who knows what he was thinking about that.
He's like, wow, she doesn't even know how the birds and the bees work.
So like, what is he thinking? Like I was a lesbian and now I'm out with a guy? Or
did he address it or did it seem to just kind of go away?
No, he didn't really say anything. He was just smiling. So I was just really happy when we got to the restaurant.
And
sure,
was dinner good or did you make some more mistakes? Like, oh, this is the first time I've ever been with a carrot. I mean, had a carrot.
That is so disturbing.
I mean, had a carrot.
I'm
I mean, ate a carrot at dinner. Did any more of that kind of stuff happen?
No.
Okay.
No, dinner was great. We were laughing. We were talking. You know, everything was fine. And we were having a great time. I thought so. And then at one point, something just happened. Like, out of nowhere, his mood just changed.
Changed how?
He just wasn't laughing. He wasn't. He just, like, just became, like, stoic looking all of a sudden.
Really?
Whoa.
Did you say something offensive?
I don't think so. I think at that point, we were just talking about bacon, actually, of all things.
Well, I'm offended.
So funny that you said that earlier.
He's a vegetarian. That's
yeah
what happened.
Screwed everything up.
Yeah.
So really, just out of the blue, his whole demeanor changed.
Yeah, he just got really quiet, wasn't making eye contact with him anymore. He wasn't smiling. He started looking at his phone a lot.
And how was everything at the end of the night? Was he the same way or did it pick back up?
Well, I mean, when he kept looking at his phone, I just asked him, I was like, we can go if you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did he say?
And he's like, yeah, that's great. And so...
That's not good.
What did you do, Jeez. Diana?
I don't know. I really wish... That's why I need your help. But I don't know what I did.
Did you ever ask him, like, what's going on? Are you okay? Or...
I mean, I did ask him. I was like, is everything okay? Are you feeling okay? And he was like, yeah, I'm fine. And just, it was so cold. It was completely different than, like, the rest of the evening.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like you guys had a really not awkward drive home.
I mean, but he opened the car door for me and, like, gave me a hug and said goodnight and walked back to his car. Well,
so you at least got a hug. Judging by your story, I was going to guess that he just kicked you out going, like, 60.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah. All right. See you later, lady. That was a fun date. And you haven't heard anything from him since?
No.
Sounds like you didn't hear anything from him, like, halfway through your date. But...
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
Yep. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.